This episode, we speak to Captain Tom Moore, the World War II veteran who set out to raise £1,000 for the NHS and has, in fact, raised millions.
My name is Michael Coates. I'm a former firefighter and soldier. I run a veteran-owned business and I'm an ambassador for Lululemon. And it's in these episodes we bring together all of these communities to support society during the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to experts, friends, and community leaders to talk about best practice, mental fitness, growth, and the facts. This is brought to you by the Declassified Network, and this is Declassified COVID-19.
Tom, where was you born?
In the West Riding of Yorkshire.
And who did you serve with during the Second World War?
I joined, first of all, the 8th Battalion, the Duke of Wellington Regiment. Then I transferred to the 9th Battalion, the Duke of Wellington's. And that's where I spent most of my time.
Whereabouts did you serve during the war?
First of all, I started training in Halifax. And then I went from there to Cornwall, and then I was commissioned, and once I've been commissioned, I was sent to the 9th Battalion, Duke of Wellington's, which was an infantry regiment, and that was at Halifax. And once I was at Halifax, I was turned to the 9th Battalion, which was in the process of being re-equipped and sent overseas to India, ready to do battle in with the Japanese in Burma.
Is that where you spent most of your time in the Second World War? Was it Burma?
I spent most of the time in India and then some later time in various exercises into Burma.
What years was that, Tom?
Well, I went into India in 1941. When we went to Burma, that would be 1942-1943, which we did several exercises into Burma, because with tanks in the initial days, when it was monsoon, the tanks couldn't operate.
That sounds like the military now.
Yes. I was sent from India to go on a course in England at Bobington, the Army Fighting Vehicle School. And where we, at the time, I was in Madras, which is now Chennai. And from Madras, I was sent to Delhi, then from Delhi to Chittagong, and then from Chittagong to India, to England, and landed in Poole Harbour. We went on a short Sunderland flying boat.
Tom, was you proud of your service? Was you proud of the service during the Second World War?
Was I proud of it? Yes, I was. Every minute of it, I enjoyed it from the very first start. Then I set out once I started, I thought I'm not going to stop as a private soldier. And I set out doing my very best. So I got a commission and went on the very best I could. And I became a captain.
You saw the birth and development of the NHS. How has the health service impacted your life?
Right at the beginning, which was about 1949, and the National Health Service was formed. At that time, really being very young, I didn't need any need of the National Health Service, but it was an eye-opener for so many people who up to then, if they'd been poorly, they had a trouble getting anybody to deal with them, because at that time, before then, had to pay. If you went to see a doctor, you had to pay if you could. But I know with some doctors, the person couldn't pay, they still got treated properly. But generally, you paid, you had your own doctor. You went to see his doctor, and you paid.
It's unheard of now, and just a remarkable thing that even happened.
And that's why people who once they complain, who do the thing, the National Health Service, it's imperfect. They should have been there when it wasn't there at all. But now, three men from the National Services is free on service. You nobody pays. The service we get now is absolutely phenomenal.
Why did you decide to do the fundraising walk, Tom?
I think I have to ask Hannah that, because it really was a little family joke that I started, because it was suggested that for my 100th birthday, I would do 100 walks in the garden, and we would raise a little bit of money. And the object at that time was to try and raise £1,000. That's how it started.
But that was only 7 days ago.
Started about 9 days ago when we started that little family joke and had a little laugh to ourselves. Then suddenly it took off, and we were all taken rather by surprise. And now don't talk about thousands. We're talking about millions. And
we'll be talking about tens of millions soon. What does it feel like to support the NHS in this phenomenal way?
Well, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, I have such a high regard for the National Service. I'm glad for every pen that they get, because they did so well for me when I broke my hip, when I've got cancer in my head. I got some treatment from National Health Service. So any money that's been raised, if it's raised by Captain Tobin, I'm absolutely delighted and thrilled the British nation is taking part in this defence of the unknown foe.
Tommy, are you proud to be a military veteran?
Yes, I certainly am. When I left, or was decommissioned in 1946, a meeting with all ex-officers, it was decided I should start a reunion dinner for all the people of the regiment, which I did. I think it so happened that I was the only Yorkshire officer at the time, so that it was considered essential that I would organise it. And so from 1947, we had a reunion dinner, and we started with 180 ex-Duke of Wellingtons. And then we continued that for 65 years. End of 65 years, 180 had whittled down, just me. So at the end of 65, we decided that perhaps was the time to call it off.
It's incredible. You've raised over 9 million at this point, and with Gift Aid, well over 10 million. I've just come off the phone with Prince Harry just before speaking with you. He said how proud he is of you and how grateful he is that of what you've done to support our NHS. Do you have anything to kind of send back to him?
Well, I think, Prince Harry, I've always been one of your followers when you're in your section in the army, and you've done so well. You're very well thought of, I know, by all the people in the army, and for the service that you gave, even though sometimes you were restricted and not allowed to do all the things you would like to do. You had your spirit, your heart was in the right place all the time.
Tom, on behalf of all those serving in the military now and all those in the veteran community, we thank you, sir. We are all very, very, very proud. Thanks so much, Tom, and we will leave it there.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of them too. I'm proud of all the people we in the army now and who've been in the army before, because they are so essential to our upkeep.
What a remarkable individual Tom is, and what a privilege it was for me personally to get that time with him and chat. His Just Giving page, if you'd like to make a donation, is justgiving.com/fundraising/Tom's Walk for the NHS. And on Twitter, he is at Captain Tom Moore with two O's. That's Captain Tom Moore. Thank you so much for listening.